From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. My name is Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the best of the avant-garde, free improvisation, and jazz fusion. We'll open the hour with Trio of Uncertainty. As the name implies, this is indeed a trio made up of British and Japanese musicians. From the UK, pianist Varian Weston and cellist Hannah Marshall, and from Japan, violinist Satoko Fukuda. This is a track from their 2007 release, Unlocked, on the M&M label. It's the closing track, Periodic Questioning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music from two radically different trios from the world of free improvised music. We began with Trio of Uncertainty, pianist Varian Weston, cellist Hannah Marshall, and violinist Satoko Fukuda, respectively. From Unlocked, we heard Periodic Questioning. And lastly, the trio of Glenn Hall on reeds, including tenor and soprano sax, flute, bass flute, bass clarinet, and piccolo, Lee Rinaldo, electric guitar, sound collage and effects, and drummer William Hooker. Their album together, Oasis of Whispers, recorded in concert in September of 2001 at the jazz club Tralfamador in Buffalo, New York. We heard the opening track of that release, The Mechanism. We'll begin this set of jazz progressions with British reed man Theo Travis. Active on the UK modern jazz scene since the 1990s, Theo is part of a newer generation of musicians carrying on the tradition of British progressive jazz rock, pioneered by the groups of the Canterbury scene in the 60s and 70s, bands like The Soft Machine, Gilgamesh, and National Health. Theo replaced Elton Dean in the Soft Machine tribute band Soft Machine Legacy when the legendary sax player passed away, but he also has led many of his own bands, including Double Talk, a quartet with Theo on reeds as well as Fender Rhodes electric piano, Mike Outram on guitar, Pete Whitaker on organ, and drummer Nick France. We'll hear a track from their 2015 release, Transgression, A Place in the Queue.
Thank you.
some British jazz rock from the past and present in that set. We began with Theo Travis and Double Talk from 2015, the album Transgression. We heard A Place in the Queue. And lastly, music from the group Caterpillar. I wouldn't consider this band to be purely jazz rock fusion per se, but rather a prog rock band with strong jazz leanings. The lineup was Anna Meek, vocals, Robert Calvert, sax, Graham Wilson, guitar, Ralph Rawlinson, keyboards, Carl Wassard, bass, and drummer Brian Hansen. Their second and final LP from 1972 on the Vertigo label is entitled Changes. Three of the four cuts on this record are progressive rock tunes with rather bizarre lyrics, but also with lengthy jazz-inspired improvisations. However, there is one instrumental on this album. It's the closing cut of the B-side, It Could Only Happen to Me. You are listening to Jazz Progressions from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do that by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our website. You can find much more info about the show there, including detailed playlists and also streaming audio of this and previous episodes of the program. This is episode 1522, if you're looking for it. And the place where you can look for it is qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. As we turn back to the world of free improvised music, or avant-garde jazz, or free jazz, whichever term you prefer to use, we'll begin this set with Steve Lacy on soprano sax from 1987, the album Momentum, released on Novus Records, a modern jazz-leaning subdivision of the RCA label. And he's joined by Steve Potts on additional sax. They'll both be playing soprano here. Bobby Few on piano. Jean-Jacques Avenel, bass. Irene Abbey, violin and cello. And Oliver Johnson on drums. This is the title track, Momentum. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming full circle on this hour of the program, we opened with a trio. We close with another trio. This time, the trio made up of bassist Barry Guy, pianist Marilyn Crispell, and drummer-percussionist Paul Lytton. A track from their 2003 release, Ithaca, released on the German Intakt label. I'm not sure if the album's title is in reference to Ithaca, New York. It may very well be, given how friendly that city is to avant-garde music and performance. The sessions recorded in early 2003 at Radio Studio DRS in Zurich, Switzerland. The track we heard, Broken Silence, and indeed that rather cacophonous piece would break any kind of silence out there, I think. Steve Lacy on soprano sax before that, and a track also featuring Steve Potts on soprano sax. The title track from Mr. Lacey's 1987 release, Momentum. And that is how we close this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. A final reminder about our contact information. It's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. I hope you'll join me again soon for another hour of the best of the avant-garde, free improvisation, and jazz fusion. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.